Good morning. It is 10:53 a.m. on Saturday. Yes, Saturday. What month is it? April. April 15th, 2023. I couldn't figure out why my ears sound funny. It's because they're filled with earbuds yet. Get rid of these. It's chilly. I'm wearing my parka today. 40 degrees. It snowed. I think it's pretty much melted away now. There was only a dusting here and there. There was extreme weather warning in effect for elevations above 9,000 feet last night. 10 inches of snow. Yikes! It snowed here. It was supposed to rain today, but they called off the rain. Stopped snowing sometime early this morning. I was cold, jeez. Given that it was 80 not too long ago, getting up to having to be in the 20s was a bit much. I still waited until it got above 40 before I headed out. It's 40, 42 maybe. Maybe 44 by now. It was barely 40 when I walked out the door. But I figure with the parka, 40 degrees, sun's out at least a little bit. We'll be all right. We'll be fine. So yeah, hi, morning. Got the writing done for the day. Hard Knocks is coming along nicely. I think I'm about halfway through it. Ton of fun. So I put up the bird feeder yesterday and I went out and looked at it today. And thinking, well, I'll get some bird food in it. And I realized the way I mounted it, it's too close to the top of the fence. There's a spring-loaded perch. So a little bird sits on the perch and it lowers a gate and the seed falls out. Well, there's not enough play between the bottom of the perch and the top of the fence. Once the gate got closed, there's not enough play for the little spring-loaded perch to drop down far enough to open. I'm glad I found out before I filled the damn thing with seeds, but so I'm gonna go home and unmount it and remount it an inch higher. It's like building an ark. You're off by half a foundation or a quarter of a foundation or something. It's like, grr. And I didn't notice it until this morning. It's like, oh no, really? Yeah. Anyway. But we got the bird feeder up. We'll get it loaded up. We'll get it figured out. With any luck, I won't damage it more taking it off again and then reestablishing it. But we'll see. Anything's possible. Some things are more probable than others. Having it be a better, bigger job than I expected. That's not even probable. It's a given. Anyway. So yesterday's bread experiment came out perfect. My ratios are dialed in pretty closely at this point. Very happy with the loaf that came out. It was a little bit overproofed. I can fix that on the next one. The ratios were good, the chrome was good, crust was good. tastes great. It's quite lovely this morning. It is, now that I'm out of the wind, it's, sun has given me a little bit of heat. Oh, squirrel. Oh, squirrel. Red squirrels. We had gray squirrels growing up. Well, we had both. But gray squirrels were more common where I grew up. In the Northeast, up in Maine. They were no less a pain in the butt, but... A little bit bigger, I think. Tree rats. I had trouble with my mouse this morning. I've got a Logitech M570 thumb mouse trackball that for some reason was having trouble registering, and I don't know if it was because I had so many windows open or if I'd gotten it confused by putting it on, pointing at something that I wasn't aware that I had pointed to, and it wouldn't come off it, and I wound up rebooting the machine. It's been a while since I've had to reboot, so I suppose it's only fair. I may need to go to a wired pointer. I have my favorite marble mouse. The problem with the marble mouse is it doesn't have the middle button, nor will it. It doesn't have the mouse wheel, so it doesn't roll nicely. Which isn't to say I couldn't get one that does. And I may have to replace this one. It's starting to go. You have to right click exactly in the right spot on the button for it to take, and that's just a sign of wear. We're awful hard on mice around my house. So yeah, the new book, the last book in the series, Hard Knocks, is coming along quite nicely. I got my newsletter out last night. If you didn't get it, check your spam folder. If you were expecting it, check your spam folder. If you're not signed up, then you might not have gotten it. I think I mentioned a little while ago that the sign-up page wasn't working. And I don't know how long it wasn't working. I've picked up, I don't know, 5 or 6 new signups in the last month, which is good. So I know it's working now. lady out here in a sleeveless top and culottes. I'm walking around in two sweatshirts and a parka, and I'm chilly. Well, no, not really. I'm warm enough right at the moment. We got clouds today. Puffy clouds, lots of clouds. Pretty clouds. We don't get a lot of pretty clouds. We get a lot of no clouds, we get a lot of cirrus clouds. And we get some overcast. But we don't often get scenic clouds. These are pretty scenic. This guy's doing what I should be doing. He's filling up a hopper with weed and feed. Coming up on a get ready set with me, monk post. Clever. I filled it up and then gave it to the kid to use. More doom and gloom over Amazon closing a physical bookstore, or a bookstore, I don't know if it's physical or not, the Book Depository in the UK, which was probably something along the lines of a distribution center for paperbacks. And that's been going around. Oh dear. Amazon is abandoning the book business. Amazon is going to leave the book business behind. Amazon is going to close down. Amazon is going to... Yeah. Now, and the latest panic is that the annual letter to stockholders had just a passing comment about books. And how they're re-examining all of their product lines to find out the ones that no longer represent their core business. So of course, all self-publishers in particular are going, oh my God, they're going to close it down. Oh, Jesus, give me a break. And the actual problem that they're trying to deal with is the last mile for physical deliveries. And they're, according to them, they deliver about 60% of physical inventory sold in the US. Which is pretty darn good. They'd like to be selling more. And they're building out their distribution network so that they can. But the money maker for them is ads, server space, and digital products, like ebooks, for example. I have an essay called Bucket of Pennies that I've talked about on the podcast here before, so I won't talk about it again. But it's like, come on, people. Get your heads out of your collective butts and think about what is actually happening in the world and stop trying to figure out what Amazon is doing, gonna do, might do, could do, will do, because whatever you think is probably wrong. Including me. It's probably wrong. They might kill KU. I can't imagine that they would kill the fatted calf, but they could. They could make it more difficult for self-published authors to publish on their platform, or they could reduce the amount of money they're willing to pay. They could. And if they do, then we'll have to adjust to it. But, oh my God, you have to be wide, you have to be going wide, you have to be selling in all the stores now, because if you're not selling in all the stores now, then you're losing market share and you'll be a victim when Amazon does whatever it is that they think Amazon's going to do. And no, bullshit. I'm sorry, bullshit. Deep breath, Nathan, deep breath. I finally built my house in Oregon. It's not great, nothing great. It's not great. It isn't a tremendous edifice of architecture. It's not a box, but it's not far from it. Small footprint, tall. Small footprint, but I made it pretty tall. Second story is usually only like 1.5, but this one's a full 2. Got it wired for electricity. I certainly have enough gasoline to power generators. I'm a long way from getting to the boss for this one. I might get to it one of these days. But I started thinking about, I need to get back to Scorched Earth and get to the Manticore. Morning. And I have 2 characters, I think, that would... Two characters that would benefit from the Manticore. I have a bunch of characters that would benefit from just doing the finishing the island, because all of them could do the island at this point. I just need the artifacts and the trophies necessary to do enough bosses to cover them. But I realize that. Having all of these characters doesn't really gain me much. Boosting characters up on the top end, that pays more in terms of what I am able to do and the number of levels I'm able to do and all the rest. Little Virga. I'm looking off to the east, out toward Kansas. There's drapes of gray coming down from the dark clouds off in that direction. Rain that isn't reaching the ground, or doesn't appear to be reaching the ground. Virga. We had grapple here yesterday, which is a particular kind of snow that's not quite sleet and not quite flake. Crab apple trees blossoming up. What about these? That was one of the little ones, one of the new ones. The big ones are putting out buds. I could probably use a good pruning. My maple has lost most of its catkins. I expect to see leaves soon. Leaves soon. Oh, and the daylilies are coming up. I can see them. There's a little green. The lilacs are showing green. Yes. Yes. Looking good. Almost back. And it's still recording, so I'll take that as a good sign. Make the final turn. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.